Hi, I'm Glenn Kelman, Redfin's CEO.
And you are from?
Redfin, a technology-powered real estate brokerage.
In the city of?
Seattle.
Do you want me to do all of that the right way?
Hi,
there's
I'm Glenn.
There's no wrong way.
No.
That's true.
I'm Glenn Kelman. I'm the CEO of Redfin, a Seattle-based technology-powered real estate brokerage.
I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
I'm Cardiff Garcia, and this is The Indicator, Planet Money's quick take on the news.
Glenn Kelman has been running Redfin since 2007. He saw it through the housing crash, the recovery, and last year, Redfin went public. It's now worth more than $1.7 billion.
And Glenn himself is just a really interesting guy, so we asked him to come in and play a game of overrated, underrated with us.
Overrated, underrated is something we occasionally do with guests, and we bring up a bunch of trends and ideas and really anything we want, and we ask our guests if they think each thing is overrated or underrated.
So today on The Indicator, we play the game with Glenn Kelman, and we're going to talk about home ownership, Amazon's new headquarters,
and the queen of the demon web pits.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from Amica Insurance, offering auto, home, and life insurance. Amica is committed to customer service that goes above and beyond. Expect something different when you experience Amica. Visit meetamica.com/NPR.
Today's indicator is 9. I have in front of me a list of 9 items, some economic indicators and some other stuff. Glenn, you do not know what's on this list. So, Cardiff, you want to kick it off?
All right. This is going to require a long, hard look in the mirror or look inward, however you want to do it, right?
Oh, no.
Run.
CEOs, overrated or underrated?
Overrated.
Really?
So overrated. And it's your fault. The whole media creates stars of CEOs, and it is absolutely destructive to the company. The more people think that I'm important, the less they think that they're important, and it destroys the culture. So I actually think we need to tear down the cult of the CEO.
Overrated or underrated, having Amazon's new headquarters in your city. Not your specific city, but like a city. For that city.
In one's
it's
city.
Overrated or underrated to have Amazon's headquarters in that city?
Adequately rated.
Yeah?
I think so. I mean, I know that every city is twisting itself into pretzels and giving ridiculous tax breaks to Amazon. But I do think that there are all these places where people don't have good jobs, and Amazon can take some of the wealth of Seattle or Silicon Valley and bring it to the center of the country, and that can be really good. But I think people are over-indexed on Amazon. There's going to be Apple, and then there's going to be Dropbox, and then there's going to be Intel. We have to find more affordable places to employ engineers, and it turns out they want to live there, and so do the companies. So I think you're going to see a zillion HQ2s.
Okay. The Space Needle.
Overrated. It'll never be torn down, but it's so ugly. It's like one of those Disney rides that's supposed to be out the future, and it only reminds you of this dated, horrible past.
Cardiff, take the next one.
The mortgage interest tax deduction.
Overrated. It's a tax break for rich people. We don't need any more of those.
Owning a home.
Overrated. A lot of people just have this American dream that they feel like, I'm not a real man or a real woman unless I own a home, and they buy it for all the wrong reasons.
But wait, you run a real estate company. I feel like...
Well, I'm supposed to be on people's side.
Okay. Overrated or underrated, taking your company public?
I think it is underrated by CEOs. It's sort of fashionable now to say, I wouldn't want to be in the public markets. Those investors and their short-term pressures, it's for the birds. But also you get the investors you deserve. If you tell people, we're going to blow it out every quarter, you're going to get folks who expect you to do that. But if you say, here are the puts and takes on this business. This is what's good about it. This is what's bad about it. We're going to have to work on this one for 5 years, but eventually it's going to get better. Well, they'll give you 5 years to work that out. So I think CEOs worry too much about the public markets. If you really want to build a long-term business, if you want to create something bigger than yourself, sooner or later, it has to work in the public markets. That's the only way to really get the capital to compete.
So no regrets about going public?
Ask me after a bad quarter, but no.
How about this? Regrets underrated or overrated?
Underrated.
Yeah?
Really?
They are. If I didn't have regret, I'd never get better as a person. Like, I'm still walk into the train station, and halfway through a rainy parking lot, I stop and I think about something I did 8 years ago, and I have so much regret about it that it stops me from doing it again, which is what I very much otherwise want to do. And so there's this idea that shame and regret and all this puritanical stuff from 100 years ago needs to be thrown in the wastebasket. That is a crock. Most people need a little dose of regret and shame and humility. You just can't be crippled by it.
What about a dungeon master?
Oh, my gosh.
In the game of Dungeons & Dragons.
How did you know?
What is the importance of the dungeon master?
It's totally underrated. I thought about editing my LinkedIn profile to say CEO of Redfin, dungeon master, queen of the demon web pits. I mean, it unlocks this incredible imaginative power. You have to be an authority with these other kids who are trying to run roughshod over you. I think it was the first lesson in leadership I ever got. And I still sometimes try to ask people, do you want to roll them up with me? And then they say, dude, live in the now.
Telepathy between identical twins.
Doesn't exist. Although once, I'm an identical twin. I showed up at Yale when I'd never been there before. And then as if guided by a mysterious force, I walked into a building. And then as if guided by another mysterious force, I walked up to the third floor. And then as if guided by a third mysterious force, I knocked on a door about four doors down. It was my twin brother's dorm room door. And this was before cell phones. I'm not kidding you.
But you had like geolocated your twin brother. Like you just went up to a door and knocked on it because you knew your brother was behind it?
Swear to mother.
By the way, we stole the idea for Overrated Underrated from the great Tyler Cowen and his great podcast, Conversations with Tyler. We did steal it with permission.
I'm Tyler Cowen, and I approve this use of Overrated and Underrated.
The Indicator is produced by Darius Rafieyan and edited by Jacob Goldstein.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from Amica Insurance, offering auto, home, and life insurance with personalized coverage and a reputation for exceptional service. Amica puts customers as their top priority. Visit meetamica.com/NPR.